Welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday, February 16th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Big night in the association. We've got golf on the horizon, so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Alongside Anita Marks, I'm Joe Fortenball. Huge night in the association. Let's go to work. Game number one. The Utah Jazz laying 4.5, total of 226. They're in L.A. to take on the Lakers, Anita. Jazz have been red hot. Lakers have been ice cold. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm all over the Jazz here, and I'll lay the points. With Gobert being back, they're great. They're 6-0 straight up, 5-1 against the spread. And let's be honest, like, the All-Star game, Joe, is in Cleveland. A, we don't know if LeBron's going to suit up and play tonight, let alone if he does, he's probably thinking about, like, all the parties he's going to be hosting at home for the All-Star game. So I love the Jazz in this spot. I'll lay the points. And also my favorite prop bet here is Donovan Mitchell over 5.5 assists. The Lakers are actually quite good with their perimeter defense. Therefore, I think he's going to be the distributor. And he's gone over 5.5. In 5 of his last 6 games. So Mitchell over 5.5 assists, and I'll lay the points with the Jazz.
All right, you've got the side and a prop. I've got the total. I'm going to play under 226. Number seems high considering the fact that Rudy Gobert is back for the Jazz. This season with Gobert on the court, the Jazz are producing a defensive rating that would rank number 1 in the NBA. With Gobert off the court, they're producing a defensive rating that would rank 17th in the NBA. They're also 19th in pace, so not exactly a team that flies up and down the court. Final game for both teams before the All-Star break, so I think you get a good defensive effort on each end of the court. Under 226 is going to be the play. Now, in what should be a less competitive matchup, Phoenix laying 15.5, total of 234 against Houston. What do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going with the team total over 125.5. For the Suns. Listen, this is a Houston game. The Houston team, they gave up 135 points to the Jazz. Also, keep in mind, I mean, I know I'm spending a lot of time here talking about the All-Star break, but they're a young group. Those dudes are probably sitting on the bench thinking about their vacation and where they're going. Meanwhile, this is a Suns team. They play well against bad teams. They are 6-1 against the spread, against bad teams. It's a lot of points to lay. Maybe you want to do it, that's fine, but I think the safer bet here is the Suns over 125.5 team total points.
Suns have been an absolute freight train this year. It feels like we do not give them enough respect for the best record in the league and the fact that night in and night out, they're blowing out the competition. Let's keep it moving. Toronto and the T-Wolves. Raptors on the road laying 1.5, total of 227.5. This game was a pick'em and has gone up. It's my favorite bet on the card tonight. I'm going to play the Raptors -1.5. I love the spot for Toronto. The last time we saw them was Monday night, 2 nights ago. They're in New Orleans. They got rolled. They lose the game by 30. They let the Pelicans shoot 58% from the field and 46% from deep. By the way, New Orleans is one of the worst 3-point shooting teams in the NBA. So the fact that they were connecting on 46% from deep tells you everything you need to know about how that game played out for the Raptors. The Raptors, meanwhile, shot 30% from the field and 23% from deep. It was one of their worst performances of the season. You don't want to go into the All-Star break with that type of taste in your mouth. Now, conversely, you're going to play a T-Wolves team that's been the toast of the town this season. They're only like 4 wins away from crushing their win total this year. It's their third game, however, in 4 nights. It's the second half of a back-to-back after a dramatic overtime comeback win over Charlotte last night. I think Toronto's focus and Minnesota's legs are the difference here. Give me the Raptors -1.5. Game number 4, the Spurs laying 7.5, total of 218 at Oklahoma City. Any play for this one?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Spurs. I'll lay the points, even though they were sellers, not buyers at the trade deadline. They've got a lot of young talent that's showcasing what they can do. I think the future is really bright for them, Joe. So I've got to lean towards the Spurs. I'll lay the 6.5 against OKC, but I've got a ton of prop bets that I love here. Devin Vassell, he's been averaging over 14 points ever since the trade deadline, and the odds makers haven't caught on to his point total. It's sitting at 12.5, and you get that at minus 115. Also, Trey Jones, not expected to play tonight. What does that mean? DeJounte Murray, he's going to get a bulk of time, and he's been an absolute beast. So I'm going to go over 41.5 points, assists, and rebounds. You can get that at minus 110. So two guys on the Spurs that I've been really winning a lot of money with in regard to going over in their prop bets ever since the trade deadline, Joe.
Do you have a Vassell t-shirt yet? Because you've been talking about him so much. It's like, oh my God, Anita's either married to this individual secretly or is president of the fan club. I've never heard that dude's family doesn't even talk about him as much as you do.
It arrives today, Joe.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
I swear, it arrives today, and I hope it arrives before wager or before bet, because you know I'm going to be sporting that bad boy.
Yes.
So I keep on looking at my arrival time from UPS or FedEx, however it's coming to me. But I hope I have it for tonight's show, Joe. I'm going to wear it.
Your delivery guy must be like this place. I'm at this place every other day delivering the same size envelope every single day. What the hell is going on in here? Speaking of which, Anita and I on bet today. You can catch it on all of ESPN streaming channels, Twitter, YouTube.com/ESPN Sports Betting. That's at 4 p.m. Eastern. And of course, Daily Wager on ESPN2 at 6 p.m. Eastern today. Game number 5 in the association, big one out west. The Golden State Warriors, 5.5-point favorites, total of 225, hosting the Nuggets. I'm going to play the Nuggets here. I think Doug and I are on opposite sides because we were talking about it this morning. I'll take the Nuggets plus the points. I'm mostly betting against Golden State's defense here. Over their last 10 outings, they're giving up 112 points per game. Now, you can look at that and say, all right, maybe they're just going through a bit of a rut. 112 isn't too bad. Well, in those 10 games, 6 of the opponents – ranked 20th or worse in offensive rating. The Rockets, the Thunder, the Knicks, the Kings, the Clippers, the Lakers, they're getting bamboozled on the defensive end of the court by bad offenses. Denver's only missed the spread one time in their last 7 road games. I think this one's going to be competitive. I'll take the 5.5. Do you like anything in this one?
Yeah, I'm with you. Same side. I love it. Listen, their last 15 games, they're sporting the 3rd best offense in the NBA. And let's be, again, I'm going back to the All-Star break, right? Like, I just feel like this Golden State team, they're gassed. They know there's a bigger picture here is they want to win the championship. They need to get Draymond Green back. They need to get Weissman back. So, and they just look gassed. You know, Klay Thompson, he looked gassed that last game. It was horrible. I think I had the over 3-pointers with him, and I lost big time. Iguala's not expected to play. I just think they're tired. They want to pack it up. Get to the All-Star break, come back, start fresh, start new. So I'm on the Nuggets with you as well. And give me the points. Absolutely.
My wallet hopes you're right. We're on the same side. That's excellent news. Final one in the association. I know you had your eye on this one. The Grizz, who have perhaps been the story of the first half in the NBA. They're laying 11.5, total of 229 against the Blazers. How are you going to attack this one?
Yeah, I love Memphis. I said it on our show last night. What was it? Last night. So it was Memphis has won 11 of 13 without Morant. So now make that 12 of 14 after last night. Prior to us starting the podcast, I read Morant is out again. So I think a lot of people will fade them because he doesn't play, but they're still a good team, even without their best.
They're awesome. Play. They win all the time without him.
I know. So I know it's a lot of points, but I'm going to lay him anyway. And I gave out, you know, keep an eye on Tyus Jones. When Morant doesn't play, he comes in. Now, here's a little nugget for you. Normally, when Morant plays, he averages about 17 minutes a game, and he posts 5 assists. Last night, he played 32 minutes. He had 9 assists last night. So, again, if the odds makers haven't caught on to that, I have a feeling, yet again, that assist number might be anywhere between 4.5 and 5.5. Hashtag run, don't walk, Joe. Get on it. Take the over and assist, especially since Morant is out. But keep in mind that probably won't post until maybe 30 minutes before game time. So you got to stay on top of it.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Like literally, I just wrote that note down. And that doesn't always happen. Like we go back and forth. We have lots of games. There are like three or four big Anita Marks moments in my life where either it was just me or there were other people I was with, like on Daily Wager. I think the greatest Anita nugget of all time was, I want to say, what was it? The Masters last year with Rory McIlroy swing when you with that. And then you had something for an event at Bethpage. Was it Matthew Wolf?
I think with the Rory, I had a caddy who was sending me video. I had a caddy who was sending me videos of him practicing on the range, and he couldn't hit the side of a barn. So
you were saying that you were at your home studio, so the camera was on you, and it was Doug, myself, and I want to say Tyler in those red chairs. So the camera's on you, so it can't see us. And as you're saying it, everyone's looking at each other like, it feels like we should be betting a lot more money against Rory McIlroy. And he went out and he missed the cut. Like, that was right. One of the all-time great Anita Marks nuggets.
Oh, you're so sweet, Joe. Every now and then, I'm good for you know, a few of them a year. So hopefully this is another, because I won big on that last night.
Woo! All right. So speaking of which, we talked a little golf. Let's transition into it. The Genesis Invitational from Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades. It gets underway tomorrow, Thursday. Your defending champion is Max Homa. I'll let Anita grab a breath for a second, and I'll throw a couple bets your way. Two guys I'm looking to bet on. Dustin Johnson is 16-1. I'd make a play on that. He's played very, very well here. Top 10 in 7 of his last 8 starts in this event. He won it in 2017. Recent form is solid. He was 25th at the Farmers Insurance Open in La Jolla at the end of January. The following week, he played in the Saudi International, and he finished 8th. So DJ at 16-1, I'd be looking at some top 10 options as well. I'm also going to look at Bubba Watson. He is literally the course definition of course for the horse for the course. It feels like if I was going to lay out the definition, I should have gotten that right rather than stumbled through it. But that's neither here nor there at this moment. Watson has 10 career victories. 7 of them have come on 3 courses. 2 wins at the Masters, 2 wins at the Travelers, 3 wins in this event. 3. In 10 starts in this event, he's got 3 wins and 3 top 15s. So 2 bets I like for Bubba. To finish in the top 20 is +150. There's also a 4-round matchup play where he's even money against Adam Scott. Scott won the event 2 years ago, so I think that's why we're getting a good price. But he was 38th last year. He's solid here too, but I think Bubba's more consistent. So at even money, I'll make that play. Anything you like for the Genesis?
There's quite a bit like, but I'm
gonna question. What a stupid question.
I know. well, here's the thing. You've got probably 15 of the best golfers in the world that are teeing it up. So it's really hard when you've got that great a talent playing. So I think one of the best bets you can make out there is the 2 chance, where you could bet either Rahm or Cantlay to win at 4-1. These two guys, you know, metric wise, this course for Rahm, when you go, I did a deep dive into, you know, all the metrics that matter here, and none more important than strokes gained, tee to green, as well as greens in regulation. And Rahm, top 2 in both. Cantlay, nobody's playing better golf than him, right? Like, he's finished top 10 in 4 straight starts, top 5 in 3 of those 4. So he almost should have won at Phoenix, in my opinion, lost in the playoff. He's due, man. He's due. He's got to win. So 2 chance, Rahm and Cantlay, 4-1 to win this tournament. Rory, he's teed it up here 6 times. In 2 of those 6, he's led after the first round. And you could get first round leader at 30-1. Why not? Rory actually flying low on the radar because he hasn't played a lot of here in the States. But he did. He had a hot start. He did well across the pond and playing elsewhere. Willie Z back in action.
Yeah.
You know that I love him. He's ready to rip it and grip it again. He ranks 1st in strokes gained tee to green. So to me, that puts him in the top 10 at +250 for sure. Easy money, top 20 at +105. I'll end with this one. And I think this is a sneaky good play. And that's Fitzpatrick. I got him in the top 20 at +140, top English player at -110. And I would not be surprised if he wins it this week, Joe. He comes in hot from the Phoenix Open. He gained 7 strokes tee to green and finished top 10 at Phoenix and also top 6 at Pebble. So he's due to win as well. And this is a track that really fits him to a tee. So Fitzpatrick, that has to be one of my favorite plays for him to finish in the top 20 at plus 140. I think that's even, that's easy money right there.
Excellent work as always. She does. She's Anita Marks. I'm Joe Fortenball. We'll be teaming up today on Bet. You can catch that at 4 p.m. Eastern on all of ESPN's streaming channels. We'll be teaming up with Doug Kazarian on Daily Wager today, ESPN2 at 6 p.m. Eastern. But for the podcast, that's a wrap. Thanks for checking us out. Best of luck tonight, everyone. We'll catch you here again tomorrow morning.